Good evening and welcome back to the Retirement Mark Show with Retirement Income Specialist Mark Lumia of the True Wealth Group on News Radio 102.5 WFLA and AM 540. Coming up this segment, we're going to discuss when to take Social Security, so keep these numbers handy, 352-561-4571 or 1-800-7-MARK-72. That's 1-800-762-7572. Well, you're listening to Tom Petty. You know this song. He is celebrating his 61st birthday. Just checked his website, and it looks like he just wrapped up a small tour in L.A. last week. I tell you, Mark, I love these stories. They could retire financially, and they just keep going because they love it.
Absolutely. You want to be bored when you stop working and do nothing. A lot of people I hear actually, once they retire, they thought they were going to be less busy, and they're actually more busy because more people are asking them to do more things, and they have to spend more money to do those more things, like go to dinner every week, you know, five times a week, or go to this play or that play. So sometimes it's better to keep working so you don't drain your retirement savings.
That's right. It's like you think you're going to save money by not having to pack your lunch or eat out every day, and then you end up, like you said, doing more socializing and traveling, and you got to factor that in.
That's right. Just keep working. You won't have to worry about that.
When you begin to approach retirement, it's time to start at least thinking about when and how to apply for Social Security. A recent article from Fool.com listed five things that someone approaching Social Security age might want to know. The first one up, contrary to what we hear in the news, your benefits are safe. Number two, applying is easy. Three, to qualify, you need 40 credits. Four, when you can apply and start receiving benefits. And five, how big will the payments be? Well, Mark, what do you think of this list, and how can we find out more to make the best decisions for ourselves? This is a toughie.
Well, let me attack these one at a time, but we here at True Wealth Group, we do retirement seminars basically on this topic, Social Security. So the first one, our benefits safe. A lot of people think there's no money really there. There's really not a trust fund, and what I do is I quote the annual report from the government, and it basically says by 2033, they're only going to have enough money to pay 75% of the benefits. Ooh. So what that means is they're still going to have money. They're going to go through the $2.7 trillion surplus that they have right now. And by 2033, they won't have enough to pay about 25% of that. But what they do have is they have the power to tax. They have the power to change the rules. Now, applying is easy. A lot of people worry, how are they going to apply? Basically, you can simply just go online, and it takes as little as 15 minutes to apply for Social Security.
Really? Just 15 minutes?
Just 15 minutes if you go online. Now, if you're going to come up with some kind of retirement strategy and you're deciding maybe to delay Social Security or when you're going to take Social Security, well, then you might need to know keywords when you do apply. And in that case, it might be good to meet someone. But if it's just a simple applying for Social Security, you can do that in like 15 minutes. So now, to qualify, you need actually 40 credits during your lifetime to actually qualify. But in 2014, workers receive one credit for every $1,200 in income they have, up to a maximum of 4 credits per year. So you basically need to earn around $5,000 per year for 10 years or for a decade, and you'll have enough credits to qualify. The next one was, when can you apply and start receiving benefits? Well, even though full retirement age is 66 for most people, a lot of people like to apply at age 62. You can actually apply 3 months before you turn age 62. But remember, benefits are only paid for the months in which you qualify for the entire retirement. So if you were going to apply and your birthday was like October 10th, you're really not going to receive your first payment until December 1st, because in October 10th, you haven't received a whole month. So they wait until November and then they do it for December 1st. And then how big will your checks be? Basically, there's two things to determine that: how much you've earned during your working life and when you're going to start receiving benefits. The longer you delay, the bigger the benefit will be, which also means that your COLAs will forever be bigger, because a 2% COLA on 2000 is bigger than a 2% COLA on 1000. So it's not as simple as just applying. You really need to sit down with a retirement income specialist, let them know and collect all the data about you, your needs and your wants and your wishes and your dreams, and then come up with a plan to make sure that you do not outlive your money.
And, you know, speaking of Social Security, if you go to retirementmark.com, Mark has provided this free resource for you. It's on Social Security. It's called 44 Social Security Secrets. All baby boomers and millions of current residents need to know. It's the revised edition, and you can download it for free. So just go to retirementmark.com. Look in about the mid-right area. You'll see the really pretty blue report cover. Click on it. Download it to your computer. That way you can reference it. You can share it with your family. You can talk about it with your spouse, because this is a big deal. I mean, if you can get more money in retirement by delaying when you take your Social Security, these are important things to consider. You need to meet with a retirement income specialist like Mark Lumia. He would love to sit down with you and answer your questions. 1-800-7-MARK-72. That's 1-800-762-7572. And I tell you, this the report that you have, in addition to the report that you have for free, Mark, in your book, Thinking Outside the Money Box, I know that I've came across at least two chapters where you go in-depth discussing Social Security.
Absolutely. And one important point is that report, the 44 Secrets,
mm-hmm.
I actually got permission from Lawrence Kolichnikov of Boston University.
Nice.
So this is a professor that's come up with the 44 different secrets. I knew a lot of them, but obviously every time you read somebody, you learn more things, and it was a great report. So I actually called him up and asked permission if I can reproduce it and offer it to my clients, and he said no problem.
Well, it's really easy to read. I printed it out just so I could have one on a copy on my desk, and it's a fast read, but I tell you, the content in it is really, really great.
Even sometimes I have a client will come up to me after a seminar. That's actually how I first found out about it. They started asking me questions because they downloaded this report off the internet. I think they were just testing me to see what I knew and what I didn't know. And I pretty much knew the answers, but there was a couple that were kind of a little complex.
Yeah.
And I didn't really know how to answer it perfectly. So I downloaded the same report.
Perfect. And there you go.
I read those two things, and I read the research I have done in the past, and I was better able to answer that question the next time.
Well, and Mark consistently does that. He passes along valuable information to you to get it into your hands so you can be prepared for your retirement. Well, for most of us, falling victim to financial fraud seems pretty unlikely, but it happens all of the time. Sadly, the 50-plus crowd in our country is even more exposed to scams. Recently on Wall Street Journal Radio, reporter Tom Lauricella said that baby boomers are often targeted because they often have big retirement nest eggs. Well, what are some other reasons that seniors are frequently scam targets?
Well, a lot of folks would say that it's a generation that is perhaps a little bit more trusting. And also, you know, they just may be more willing to sort of believe good things about people. You know, traditionally, you've had sort of telemarketers who would call folks up and convince them to hand over personal information. You know, these days, email and the internet is a big area. It can take a whole bunch of different forms on email.
Well, it's disgusting and cruel when people target our seniors. Hawk, producer Hawk, this story kind of hits close to home with you.
Yeah, when I heard that, it reminded me of my mom. My dad has Alzheimer's, and she's taking care of my dad right now. And they're in their upper 60s, and, you know, they have a nice home. The yard, if you were going to have someone mow the yard, probably $60. I mean, that would be the amount going. Well, I found out from my brother, my mom didn't even tell me this. She was a little ashamed.
Aww.
Someone came and mowed the yard, and they came up and told her it was $200.
Oh, my God.
And she just paid them. I mean, she just thought that was, well.
You know, oh, that's disgusting.
That must be what it cost. And she's the most generous, you know, she's very generous, and she's very, like he said, they always believe the best in people. So, I mean, you know, it doesn't have to be a phone scam or internet scam or anything. It could be just somebody come to your door, offer to do work for you that's going to charge you too much, and you have to watch out for that too.
I tell you, Mark, have you come across this as well?
Oh, absolutely. And the article says if you're over 50, you're a scam target. Well, I'm 48, and I got scammed.
Really?
Absolutely. And these guys are really creative. They try to get you emotionally excited about something or basically not thinking clearly. And I find myself, you know, I think I'm smart. However, they were trying to sell me a list of people that were requesting to have retirement planning done or some kind of insurance done or some kind of annuity done. And they basically told me that these little pieces of paper to collect this data was going with people's credit card receipts. So when someone got a credit card bill, they would stuff them in there, and they sent me printouts of what they get stuffed into the envelope. They sent me a sample list. They showed me a card that it would, you know, and I was like, wow, hey, this is another way to meet more people. Let's do it.
Yeah.
So I got scammed out of $700. And so this is what you do. If I was wiser at that time, I would have Googled them or the name of the company to find out if there's anybody reporting any kind of scam, because they can even trick someone that thinks they're pretty intelligent. There's many different scams. They have like Medicare discount drug card scams and charity emails and magazine subscriptions and sweepstakes.
Yeah.
And they just try to get you emotionally and get you not thinking clearly.
Well, as you can hear, Mark Lumia cares about you and your financial and retirement planning. You can hear his heart when he shares with you. He wants to meet with you and answer your questions. He will meet with you, and for a complimentary retirement strategy session, you can call right now to schedule at 1-800-7-MARK-72. That's 1-800-762-7572. Stay with us, because up next, are you being forced into early retirement? That story and more when the Retirement Mark Show with Mark Lumia returns in a moment.
We get it almost every night, and when that moon